Operation Savings on Kerry today, in association with BillGeaney.ie, helping you to save money. Get involved by logging on to BillGeaney.ie.
Yeah, we've got James Murphy of BillGeaney.ie in studio with us here in Killarney for Operation Savings update. And James, listen, there's lots to talk about. There's increases from different companies coming in. There's news in the government credit as well. But the main news is, I suppose, there still are savings to be made for people out there in relation to, I suppose, changing suppliers, looking for the best deal in what is, unfortunately, a rising market.
That's right. Good morning, Gerry. Good morning, listeners. Thanks for having me on. First of all, now, Gerry, I hear you're picky on the small guys all morning, so don't be at me now. Yeah, leave me alone. Yeah.
You're not that small. Not that it would matter anyway, James.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. So, yeah, Operation Savings. Yeah, we're still plugging away, still saving money for people. We've another, like, we're up over 63,209. Yeah, the unit prices, we've started to see the bills coming in with people, their October bills. Now we're just at the very start of the price increases, obviously, so we've only seen kind of 2 to 3 weeks of it, but we can see it already in the unit prices on somebody's bill, the amount that they've gone up. So we're working with people on that at the moment. Again, you know, because of the discounts that are out there at the moment, like, not only did the electricity suppliers increase their prices, but they also reduced their discounts, so people can only get a smaller discount now. People would have been able to get a 35%, a 41% discount. They were all there before. Unfortunately, now, pretty much across the board, the standard now is around 10%. So people are getting a double hit with prices going up and discounts going down, basically. So, look, we're still doing our best to save people money, be it 10 euro, 20 euro, 50 euro, 200 euro. It's all better in the listeners' pockets than going to the electricity suppliers for nothing.
Yeah, it definitely is. Speaking of those suppliers, Flowgas have increased. They've a further price increase from tomorrow.
That's right, yeah. Flowgas are going up the 26th, which is tomorrow. Electricity bills are going up 17%. What that means, though, is that the unit price is actually going up 20%. So across the bill over a whole, over the year, including standing charges and everything, they're going up by 17%. But the actual unit has gone up 20%. And their gas bills are going up 23%, or the unit price going up 26%. So anyone that's with Flowgas for their business or home electricity, do get in touch and we'll see what we can do for you.
Yeah. Now, the government credit dates seem to be confirmed for the 600 euro, which is 550, 47 plus VAT,
yes.
Depending which supplier you're with. October 27th, the first credit, is that right?
Yeah, I suppose we were waiting for these announcements of the actual dates. I think I was mentioning to you before that last time they set a date was at the 29th of March or 30th of March,
yes.
And whichever supplier you were with on that date was responsible for giving you the payment. So I suppose the first payment that will be coming the 27th of October is the date, okay? So whichever supplier you were with on that date, the 27th of October, which is what, this Thursday? Whoever you're with on Thursday is responsible for giving you the credit. Now, I suppose just to stress for people, that doesn't mean that on the 27th of October you're going to magically get money into your bank account. That's not how it works, right? What will happen is your supplier will apply the figure. So the figure is 183 euro 49 plus VAT, which brings it up to 200 euro. So on your bill, you won't see 200 euro any place. You'll see 183.49, and the supplier will apply that to your electricity account. So that means, for example, Gerry, we'll say if you were with Electric Ireland and if you got your bill today,
yes,
okay, that bill will be done. Then on the 27th, which is Thursday, Electric Ireland will apply the 200 euro, the 183 to your account. So you mightn't actually see that until your next bill, which would be kind of the end of December. Okay, so it's not like we're magically going to have the money on Thursday. It's going to be applied to your account by your supplier and you'll get it then in your next billing cycle.
And then the other dates, 20th of December and the 27th of February, the second and third credit is when you're going to be
landing. Yeah, the 20th of December
but
is
again,
the second date.
The following bills from that.
Yeah, it'll be when it'll be applied by your supplier, but then it'll fall into your billing cycle whenever your bill is due. So
yeah.
I suppose you could look at it that anyone that does change over next week, for example, would get the credit possibly earlier because they'd see it reflected in their closing bill from that supplier if they were to change next week.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, spot on. So, okay, all right, so that's the way they will work out, and you can switch over and the credit will follow you and all of that will be applied to your closing balance and all of those things. Businesses, you deal with businesses as well as customers, they can enter into fixed price contracts with suppliers depending on their size and the closing, they get deals because their businesses are heavy energy users. So I'm hearing a number of stories of people who will be on 25 cent per unit and now the deadline comes or the date they come off it and all of a sudden, bang, they're up to 75 cents. So it's a big hit for them.
Yeah, it is a big hit, Jerry. You have people coming off contracts that are maybe 12 months or they might have fixed them 24 months ago, right? Just last night, actually, I had a Killarney businessman sent me his bill and the rate he's on at the moment with his supplier is 15 cent a unit.
15 cent?
15 cent a unit. So in fairness to them, look, they organised that well or they signed up to a good plan. It worked out very, very good for them.
Yes.
Right? But the problem now is when his contract is up, for his type of meter now, it's all up over 60 cents, 65 cents. So it is a huge jump, you know, 500%.
That's a fixed cost you can do nothing about. In fact, you can't affect how much it's going to go up by until he tries to get another deal, but another deal will be at a different level altogether.
Completely. I suppose he just needs to sit back and say, do you know what? We did very well to get this far on that rate because you've a lot of people who are on 30 cent plus since earlier in the year and a lot of people on higher again. Like the rates at the moment are astronomical compared with the rates that
and
were there before.
I'm seeing, even from online, I'm seeing a number of companies who are announcing that, we're going to close an hour or two early to try and make savings on that side. Of it as well, so it is having an impact. But you can make savings as well, depending on
you
what
can,
you do.
And like the big thing about ourselves is, look, we like to, we'll give people an honest review. So if we can't help you, we'll tell you we can't help you. Yeah. Like, we're not going to sign you up to something that won't suit you or that's going to cost you more in the long run. You'll either get good news that we can save you money or good news that the deal you're on is as good as what's out there.
Okay.
You
know? James, LPT bulk gas, you can change that. Just to remind people you want to say
we do, just to remind people again, a few people have been in touch. So if it's bulk tank gas for your home or for your business, we can arrange both. So do get in touch. A lot of people don't realise that you can change your bulk tank. I was stuck with the same crowd for 15 years, didn't realise that I could change it and how easy it was. So, just to make people aware that you're not tied to the one supplier, you can still change the bulk tank and you can make good savings there.
Okay, all right. And the other factor, the other point is, and we're seeing stories this morning about the low number so far of retrofitting that is going on in the country, the government trying to get everyone to retrofit to install solar PV panels. Lots of people now are taking that choice. If they are doing upgrades to their home to try and save on energy, the savings time is a lot less.
Yeah, that's it. I suppose the main one we work with in terms of retrofitting or in terms of energy upgrades is for the electricity side of it, which is the solar PV. We have a lot of people looking at that, like payback times. You're looking at for a home for solar PV, you're looking at somewhere in the region of 7 or 8 years now, whereas if you priced it a year ago, you were looking at 15 or 20 years. So the payback time has come down. For a business, it's as low as 3 or 4 years, I suppose. And my big thing that I'll stick to is, look, with the solar PV, you're going to be paying the money anyway. Okay, whether it's over 4 years or over 8 years, you're going to be giving this money to your electricity supplier for the unit of electricity. Whereas if you can get it, if you have it, or if you can get it, or if you can afford to get the money and invest in the solar PV, right, it's money that you would have been giving or that you're going to be giving to your electricity supplier anyway. But instead, in a few years' time, what you've done is you've increased the value of your home, you've added an energy creating supply or an energy creating system onto to your home, and that'll save you money down the line as well.
Certainly will. Okay, James, listen, finally the update, the final figure we have for it, another almost 3 grand of protective savings, so we're up over 63,000.
Yeah, That's right.
Since we started.
That's where we're lying at the moment. So I suppose just a reminder, look, for people, that anyone that hasn't got in touch yet or anyone that's been meaning to get in touch, look, it is a free service. We don't charge a fee. You know, we'll have a look at things for you. Hopefully we'll set you on the right path or be able to save you a few bob. I suppose what people like is it's a personal service. So anyone that has any queries, they'll just pick up the phone and we'll answer them as best we can. Some things we can sort, some things we have to redirect them somewhere else, but look, we'll always answer the phone or return a call. The other resource that's out there is my YouTube channel, if anybody wanted to pop onto that. Look, we put up bits of information. It could be about meters, meter readings, smart meters, about bills. There's lots of information on there. So often when somebody will ring up and they have a query, I'll say, do you know what I'll do? I'll send you on a video there. I'll send them on a link and they can go on and they can learn for themselves on the YouTube channel. Okay. So it's Bill Genie Ireland YouTube channel.
Okay, brilliant stuff. BillGenie.ie, 086-102-5551, and email is hello@BillGenie.ie. James, it's been a pleasure. Thanks a million for helping us to all of that, with all that advice and all the work that's been over the last couple of weeks.
Thanks, Jerry, and thanks, listeners.
Brilliant stuff. James Murphy there of BillGenie.ie.